This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
What's going on in the News Talk Radio world for this past week, the week of December 5th to the 9th. I'm Doug Steffen here with my Good Day gang and the DJV gang. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. And Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is, she is absent today. She has a note from her mother, which suggests that she's not feeling well and she'll be back again soon. So we'll have that in our minds as we go through the list. First, I'll go through the list itself. Number 10, Grammy nominations and sports action. We'll talk about them as we get through. We find the ones that we think are sexy and talk about them. Number 9, a situation in the Middle East. Number 8, the fires in Gatlinburg and the fire at the warehouse in Oakland. Number 7, the Dakota Access Pipeline issue being somehow or other settled, at least for the moment. Unbelievable waste at the Pentagon, number 6. Number 5, 75th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th. Number 4, Donald Trump's call to the Taiwanese president. Number 3, the fake news issue. Number 2, the election recount efforts and how they've been declared, I think, illegal. Trump transition, number 1. Mrs. Clinton had her first big speech since the election, and most of it she focused on fake news and what a problem it is. And I think she related some of it to her own situation and the things that came out that weren't true, but they were treated as news stories. Did you, either of you, see that with regard to her, you know, sort of glomming down on it? You wonder how much impact. Is this becoming, I don't know whether it's now we're focused on it. It's been a problem for a while, but now, like everything else, everybody's jumped on the bandwagon. Look at this. I guess the question is, how do you, people are asking, how do we know what really is the news?
Well, you know how you know?
How do you
know? I think our bigger problem is
we have
stupid people
who read
one story from one source and then believe it.
Right.
Whenever, you know what taught me to check multiple sources?
No, Rich, what taught you to reach
a string of celebrities that have died 100 times
exactly.
On the internet?
Paul McCartney's dead.
Right, exactly. Okay, I see on Facebook that Paul McCartney's dead. I click on the story, I read it. I immediately go to CNN, Fox, CBS, NBC News, Reuters, whatever, and I check those sources. If I don't see it in at least one other source, it's just trash. If I see it in one other source, then I investigate a little further.
Mm-hmm.
I turn on the TV. I look somewhere else. But people, they see these stories, and they just buy it like hook, mouth,
well, it's
and
because
finger.
They want to. It fits into their wheelhouse of opinions or values and beliefs. That's why they believe
right.
in stuff. It supports what they think. Yeah, did you see that?
And they don't want to have that belief turned around.
Challenged? Nope.
Challenge yourself, people.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wonder if partially this fits into that. This week there was when I first saw this, I wondered because it was so graphic, the execution of this guy in Alabama. It took him 13 minutes to kill this guy.
Ugh.
And
luckily, I did not hear about this story.
What did he do before I feel pity for him? What did he do?
What did he do? He killed somebody.
Okay.
I don't remember what the... he was trying. But this has been... he's been sitting on death row for 13 or 14 years. I know you believe, and you see there's a certain amount
like
of credibility.
I don't like the death penalty. But
no, I don't either, because it doesn't do anything.
Every now and then,
wrong.
There's a person where you're like, eh.
It doesn't dissuade people from doing it. The people who kill other people, for the most part, unless they're hired contract killers, are insane by definition. You know, these mm-hmm. people that gun down the kids in school and all that other stuff, those people are out of their minds. So you think threatening them with execution, the guy who shot the NFL player the other day, you think he was even thinking, he wasn't thinking about anything except himself.
What about Dylan Roof?
Yeah.
He's the South Carolina, the Charleston killer, right?
The Charleston killer in the church.
Yeah.
That walked in and sat down with these people and prayed with these people and then killed them.
Yeah.
That guy penalty is not scaring him.
Yeah, that guy has a special seat
now,
in hell.
But the other play, the other part of that is, even if it isn't a deterrent, some people, I don't believe in the death penalty because I think too many people are killed that are innocent.
Yes.
Because the system doesn't work. But the other side of it is there are some that are so deliberate, so real, like the guy who pulled out his gun and shot the cop. He didn't even know the cop, but he was angry about something. Fry him. And the guy who the road rage killed the NFL player, fry him. That's just vengeance. And it isn't spiritual, and it doesn't follow my beliefs for the most part. But... you know, there's a certain amount of trash that needs to be cleaned.
But you know the really
is that
sad
too
part
right? Should I not say that? Was that too wrong?
No.
These people are trash. They're human beings, but they're trash. Go ahead. Excuse me, Richie.
The sad reality here is I look at the cost of each one of these systems. Okay? So we're going to support somebody in prison for the rest of their life, and that's going to cost X amount of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wow, that's a lot of money. Maybe we should just take care of business and get it done. But then you look at what it costs to actually put somebody on death row, hold them there while the appeals take place over the next 15 years, and then finally go through the process, and that costs even more.
Hmm. Yeah. I'm in favor, and I have been, of just shipping these people to a Lord of the Flies convention on a desert island somewhere, and that's it. And then it doesn't cost us anything. And, you know, and if they survive, and if sharks don't eat them, then more power to them.
In another 100 years, you have Australia.
Well, there you go.
Right. But, you know, the other side of it is that when you think about the victims, if you're sure you've got the right person.
Like Dylan Roof.
The victims had no choice. They were just sitting in there, minding their own business, praying in church. So in that circumstance, he doesn't get any consideration. And maybe this guy in Alabama, I've forgotten what he did, but, you know, there are plenty of people who are going to say it, maybe with justification, whatever, you know. Lethal injection is a painless way of dying, and most of the time the people who are dying at the hands of these folks are not going through a painless experience. I don't have a slightest idea what it feels like to get shot in the head or in your body or whatever it is or whatever else happens to these people sometimes, but if it takes 13 minutes to kill somebody with a lethal injection, you know.
So it went wrong? It got botched? Is that?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Finally died. But there'll be some lawsuit. You know that. There'll be some. The family will sue the state for, what is it? What's it called? Cruel and unusual punishment.
Right.
The guy killed somebody. So why does he deserve consideration? That's the other side of that. Huh?
Why is it up to us to judge and...
I just don't believe in an eye for an eye. I just don't.
Well, you're a Quaker, and that's a part of your spiritual belief, and that's respectable.
I see her point, though.
But
it's not up to us to judge.
I just don't think it makes us better in any way.
It may, but it reads
to take another life when a life has already been taken. I don't know. I feel like
it's hard.
It's
hard. It is. It's hard. It is hard.
At some point, I think Victoria's right. We'll be launching them in a rocket to the moon. They'll live on the moon.
You go to Mars with Elon Musk. All right, 14 past the hour. Have I even gotten through the list? I don't think I have. Have we stopped? No, I didn't. Yeah, I went through all the list of the stories. I'll do the people list in a moment. A review of the hot hits in talk radio by the Good Day and DJV gang here. I'm Doug Steffen at quarter past the hour.
This Tuesday through Saturday at Kohl's, only once a year. Friends and family save a little more with an extra 25% off, so you can give a little more this holiday. It's time to get cozy, so bundle up for the tree lighting with Madden Girl outerwear, just $39.99. Spread some holiday cheer with Girls Festive sweaters for only $19.99. And give a cozy night's sleep with men's sleep sets, just $19.99. Kohl's. Select styles offer valid 12/6 or 12/10. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I forgot holiday gifts for my clients.
Well, Staples is the place for great tech gift ideas, like Apple TV.
Terrific. I need ideas.
Staples Tech Gifts coupon book has great ideas and over $700 in savings on tech gifts your clients will love.
That's perfect, Staples guy. I don't know what to say. I mean, you did this just for me?
Well, yes, and everybody else.
For your tech gifts this holiday, visit Staples and look for Staples Tech Gifts coupon book. While supplies last, ends 12/31/16, excludes clearance Staples U.S. stores only.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of unlimited with Sprint's Unlimited Freedom Plan. Enjoy unlimited mobile-optimized streaming videos, gaming, music, and data starting at $20 per month per line for a family of five when you bring your number to Sprint. It's the best price for unlimited. You'll never have to worry about running out of data or surprise overage charges again. All on a network that is within 1% reliability of Verizon and AT&T and is better than T-Mobile. So go ahead, watch all your favorite holiday movies and download all your favorite cookie recipes. Don't let a 1% difference limit your freedom. Live unlimited. Dash to a Sprint store, sprint.com/freedom, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Includes lines 3 through 5 free until 1/31/18. After pay, additional $30 per month per line. Prices with auto pay coverage and offer not everywhere for discounted phones. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Limited for video up to 480p. Needs up to 500 kilobits per second and games up to 2 megabits per second. Prohibited network use tools apply and data deprioritization during congestion. Reliability claim based on third-party data restrictions apply.
When you're opening a new office location, but deadlines don't let up, you need to make sure your team can start working fast, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy new conference tables, chairs, laptops, and whiteboards quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. When your medical practice is growing fast and you have more patients than you have room for, you need to start, well, making some room, which means all of a sudden you're looking to buy new exam tables and stools, x-ray machines, and microscopes quickly. Business cards from American Express Open can give you buying power to help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express cards and services can help prepare you for growth at open.com.
All right, let me go through the people list now. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden in our weekly overview from the talent side of things. We are considered radio talent. Did you know that? We're most of the people. Yeah. There's some talent.
By who?
By whom? Yeah. All right, let's see. On the people list, Beyonce is at number 10. Pukin Putin is at 9. John Kelly and Andrew Pudzer, those are nominees, I believe, for cabinet positions at number 8. Well, I think most of these people are. Linda McMahon is 7. Ben Carson is 6. Michael Flynn Jr., as opposed to Michael Flynn Sr., with some controversy, and I'm not sure what that is about the son getting clearance.
The son was Facebook posting and tweeting out these fake news stories,
including
the pizza story. So that
what the Hillary was running a
pizza story.
Yeah, he was
he's going to have clearance.
Apparently, showing no, he's not. He got canned from the support team.
Good.
That's
absolutely
people.
Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Number 4, Jill Stein and Hillary. 3, Al Gore. Number 2, Barack Obama. Number 1, Donald Trump. So much of the yak about Obama this week, there's two sides to it. One of them has to do with how well he's getting along with Trump and how much they're talking about the transition with each other. And the other is how much is going to cost Obama, going to cost us as taxpayers for Obama to take his trip to Hawaii. And this is all, you know, this becomes part of the stuff with vacations and who pays for it. I guess the number is about $5 million cost the taxpayer for him to go to Hawaii, and it becomes a business thing because he's meeting the Prime Minister of Japan in Hawaii, I think. So that's how they can write it off. Otherwise, they have to pay the expenses, I think. Isn't that the way it works? If the president goes on vacation, isn't he supposed to pay what it costs? Or they do out of their campaign funds?
I don't know.
It's hazy.
You need to take the whole entourage with you
for
security reasons.
Yeah, right. So, well, but again, it comes out of it's just more money that we're borrowing from the Chinese to go on a vacation. 21 after the hour.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Back to the action here, 23, actually almost 24 at the hour, reviewing the hot hits from this is a big deal. This takes a lot of work. Mountains of information that they have at talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there. The Talkers Magazine overview each week of the hot hits. We'll do our end of the year show as well with a view to the big stories of the year, we can imagine. Because every time you look at these lists, and it has been this way for, what, the past 4, 5, 6 months since the primaries, Donald Trump's name is always first on the list of people, and what he's doing is number one in the story count. And it hasn't deviated from that for months and months and months. So I didn't get through, I don't think, all of the names on the people list, so I'll sort of start over again. A name that isn't on this list that ought to be in, we'll talk about that in a moment, the passing of John Glenn. So his name should be on here.
Yes.
But I think when they put the list together, he hadn't passed because he didn't pass until Thursday afternoon. So let's see here. We got to Linda McMahon, number 7. A lot of interesting comments about her and the WWE. Yes, the McMahon family from WWE, that's who she is. Ben Carson's at number 6 on the people list. Oh, we were at Michael Flynn. That's right, too. I brought up his, oh, that fiasco. No, I guess I did get through this list. Yeah, no, I did. I've got all the names on. Al Gore. The conversation about, and then some of the people who are on the right just don't know what to do with themselves because of some of the people that are showing up to see Trump, like Rahm Emanuel. Brought a letter from some mayors and had an hour with Trump. Gore was there with the Trump and his daughter for lunch. You know, those sorts of things sour what some people refer to as the base. Without these people, you wouldn't have been elected. Okay, well, so he's elected now. He does what I think he's going to be one of the most unpredictable characters it's ever been in the White House, and certainly in modern times.
Oh, without a doubt.
And that will shake things up a little bit, and that's frankly what people want if they even are right or left of center. They want, we want, it is wanted, it is desired to shake up the system. When you look at some of these cabinet nominations, okay, do they seem a little goofy or they're a little one-sided?
I like them so far.
I don't like all of them, but I
just wish he would shut up and put his Twitter down.
Well, that's another thing.
Well, it's interesting that he met with
Maybe
Al Gore.
Maybe I should just take his place. Why don't you just, Donald Trump, please send a message to Donald Trump. Tell him to put his Twitter down. I'm going to be tweeting now.
You are just tweet as crazy at him. And would be just as entertaining.
I would be?
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
And just as unpredictable.
Well.
But it's interesting that he met with Al Gore because the person he chose for the EPA is someone with pretty heavy ties to oil.
Yeah.
Right. So,
but that doesn't mean they're bad. Just
he doesn't believe in global warming.
He doesn't believe in science. He says the science is not.
Wow, the science is contradictory.
Well, the science is there's a contradiction.
Some of it is, but some of it is. Some of it's not at all.
Well, but that depends on what you want to believe. It's kind of like fake news. A lot of that stuff is fake news. Yeah, it is.
No, but I mean, H2O, that's water. That's what it's made of. I mean, there are certain things in earth science and environmental science that are just facts that you just choose people. Some people just choose to not believe it. But
well,
you can not believe that water is made up of H2O. There are some parts of environmental science that people can argue about, but there are other parts of environmental science,
right,
climate change, that are facts.
So the ones you can argue about are the ones we should argue about.
Yeah, right. In this circumstance, it's like methane gas and all the attention that's paid to methane gas from cows. That's a completely refutable argument that is so loaded with the stuff they're talking about. Even if they do contribute, what the poop does to the land with the microbes that come out of the rear end of
a
cow.
Put a million cows on a farm, I believe they could make a cloud that would be damaging.
Well, but they do. They
boo.
Thank
smelly
you
cloud
for that wonderful descriptive way of referring to that, Richie. Thanks. 28 past the hour.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. During the holidays, make decorations to brighten up your home without burning through your seasonal budget.
Because we rarely see picturesque white winters here in Mississippi, we like to make DIY decorations that bring a warm holiday ambiance to our home. One of my favorites is to take the cards we receive from friends and family during the season and hang them using twine, clothespins, and twinkle lights.
It looks amazing, plus it warms our hearts to surround ourselves with photos and cards from our loved ones. For our holiday DIY buys, we love to use our Bank of America card, Cash Rewards credit card, because we can earn 1% cash back on every purchase. Even better, we can also earn 2% cash back on grocery store and wholesale club purchases and 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons.
Seasons Now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial-raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant-rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta-carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
America, the focus of lots of conversation on News Talk radio stations, and thus our weekly overview. This is the voice of the people, Vox Populi, if you will. I feel like a preacher when I come out like that. This is Reverend Mr. Doug.
Sing it, brother.
Yeah. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Victoria Keelan, taking our layman's approach to the overview of the hot hits from the folks at Talkers Magazine. Each week, we give you our thoughts and readings on things, and then Michael Harrison also does the same. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, so we get his point of view for an hour, and you get our point of view for an hour, and you can always exchange, if you will, or would like to, at DJ V Show, at On Air Victoria, at Rich McFadden, at Doug Steffen. And so help yourself, or if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, Doug at DougSteffen.com is fine. Meanwhile, the stories continue. The focus on people especially, I find it troubling in a way, but yet rewarding that John Glenn has passed away. John Glenn, in my opinion, one of the great American history lessons comes from how he lived his life. What an inspiration, a hero, a leader, all those things. And those words are used lightly, especially the word hero gets overused, I believe. But in this case, it applies aptly to John Glenn, what he did, how he lived his life, same wife for 73 years. And that's part of, I don't know that it's, you know, it's not the measure of a man necessarily, but it's kind of cool under the circumstances. But think about being the first man that rode around in a space capsule. Can you imagine what it was like going up in that tin can? What the that guy must have been
if thinking. You've never been to the Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., or the one out near my house at Dulles Airport, Udvar-Hazy.
Go by Richie's house when you're out there visiting.
Yeah, come on by, say hi. This thing is smaller than a Volkswagen Bug.
Oh, it's, yeah.
And
it's a tin
foil.
Yeah.
It doesn't look as strong as a Volkswagen Bug.
Mm-hmm.
To think that somebody sat in that thing and got shot to the moon is amazing. And then just got shot back into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even fathom.
Yeah. And that was an advance. The Apollo, those were advanced. The thing that Glenn went up in was not an Apollo. It was, Mercury. It was a Mercury space capsule.
Yeah.
And those things were less than tin cans.
It gives you a whole million time bigger appreciation for what these guys did.
Yeah.
When you see this thing.
Yeah. So, anyway, Glenn, politically, he might not have. I mean, we get too close these days to defining people by their political point of view, which, in my opinion, is really wrong. There are a lot of people that may have a point of view that's different than yours politically. Doesn't mean that they aren't capable of contributing lots of great things to society, to our world, and Glenn's a perfect example of it. He had a very liberal voting record when he was in the Senate for the 24 years he was there, but he contributed greatly to the advance of America on the world stage. And that's, I mean, the measure of this man is looking at his individual accomplishments and putting them all together. And so under the circumstances, here's a guy that we can all look up to no matter what. And we have few, these people are few and far between. They were then, even more so now. So to laud his life and to examine it and be thankful that we had him as an American is something that is just, I find it imperative to do with a guy like this. So, and we all have memories. Victoria, because she's a little bit younger, hadn't followed the space program as much as I have, certainly, and Rich, but that doesn't mean that you weren't inspired by it. There are a lot of things that have been done, and there still are.
Right.
You know, you'd like to think, as much as it's annoying that the last couple of presidents have cut the NASA budget, it has led to having more money on the private sector put toward these eventual goals. But still, there's a place for it, because when you have a bully pulpit in the sense that the NASA, what their course of events is all about, sort of sets the tone. And what happened when the Russians went up first, I remember being in elementary school, and how overnight the curriculum changed to a focus on
the
math and science.
Yeah.
And everything became about the space race. And then when Kennedy said 4 or 5 months before he got killed that he wanted to have a man on the moon before the end of the decade, then that's what they did. And it became, I guess, just got goosebumps thinking about listening to him say that and then what went on to make it happen. And it changed our educational curriculum. It changed the world of public school education, just those two events. And we've sort of fallen off that to a point, all of this crap about, you know, what was the Bush initiative that has been an utter failure? A disaster.
Out of the school.
No, leave nobody behind or something.
That didn't work.
Garbage. No, it doesn't. But the schools are still, I was talking earlier about being at a school committee meeting last night and listening to the discussion. They're looking for a new superintendent and listening to the discussion about the things that they've done well and things that they failed at. And pretty much every federal initiative has been a failure. If you take the power away in education, this is what parents get themselves so worked up about with apt reason for doing it, because every child does have a different set of needs, and we all have different goals and aspirations. As we learn more about life and what it takes to succeed, we go through school. That's part of what school should be, is an inspiration. Instead, we're just loaded down with this albatross of federal money, and the only way you get the federal money is to do what they tell you to do, which is 99% of the time wrong. It's all political.
That whole system's about to get shaken up a little bit.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like a Yahtzee cup with dice in it.
And you were not a Donald Trump supporter early on.
I was early on, then I wasn't, and then I ended up holding my nose and voting for him just because of all of the repercussions. And so far, I like what I see, but he still annoys me.
I've had the benefit of having public and private education. He's 100% private education, so are his kids. I don't know that this is something that's really been brought to his attention, or if this is something that he's concerned about.
What do you mean? Which word are we
public school about? Education and funding. For programs and things like that. I mean, I don't know that reforming public schools.
Who did he choose for the education secretary? Has that been made? That choice been made?
I don't know.
I don't think that that's been made.
You see, one of the things that he said is he wants to dismantle the federal education system. That's what it is. The U.S. Department of Health and Education, isn't it? What's the department called? U.S. Department. It's not just the education. Isn't there something else?
Oh, no. He did pick.
Who did he? Who
did he pick?
Betsy DeVos.
Who's she married to? Some big company. No. Wait a minute. I know this was her husband. Is this the guy that runs?
Nick DeVos led the effort to create charter high schools.
So why isn't he the nominee?
I don't know. What do we think about charter schools?
I love them.
You do?
My brother,
I don't know enough about them.
My brother is a cop in the ghetto in D.C. And of the four schools that he kind of is on his patrol every day, one of them is a charter school. And he said, if I could take my kids, this was years ago when his kids were still in school, if I could take my kids out of school and put them in this school, I would.
How does a charter school work, though?
They care. The kids in this school care about their education. The way they're being taught. And you have to fight to get into a charter school.
So it's public, but you have to be accepted.
It's public, but it's run by a private company.
Okay.
But it's public money.
Interesting. Okay.
And he says that the graduation rate is like 90%, as opposed to the other schools in the neighborhood where it's like 35% and 40%.
The inner city schools, my community of 70,000, about to become a city, was the biggest town in the country for a long time. The graduation rate, as we got bigger and got more money, became worse. So now it's down to, for our community, an unacceptable number, like 74% of the kids graduate and the rest of them don't. I mean, when you put this money into these kids, it's like they don't care because it's not their money. They don't appreciate it because they think they're entitled to. And so is public school education an entitlement? Is it a requirement? Is it a right? Or is it something that is a privilege? And so, you have these arguments with people. Meanwhile, in Los Angeles, it's 63% of the people that go through high school actually graduate. You realize with the money, they spend billions of dollars on education in New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and the number of people that are getting out of the system, but when they're 16, they're just gone. Flip burgers, do whatever, but they have their own lives because what's going on at school is a waste of time. I sat with a guy last night who said, we're thinking about building a new $44 million school in Framingham. We can't afford a $44 million school. And so he says, and, when you think about it, all the kids have laptops now. Everybody in school has got, maybe they're cheap, $300, $400 a piece, whatever. Taxpayers paid for it. Why do we have to send his kids to school? Let's teach them at home. We got the computer. They can do the lessons at home. Can you imagine how that would shake up the system? Doing something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
By the way, Betsy DeVos.
Yeah.
Married to the Amway.
Amway. That's what I thought.
Air.
I was looking at, yeah. Right.
And she is a...
Multi-level came into my mind, but I had...
Former chair of the Michigan Republican Party and a big fan of charter schools and voucher programs.
Mm. Okay. All right, so where we are is at 45 past the hour, our review of the Countdown stories. Doug Steffen and Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden here.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Preparing for the holidays requires a lot of time and energy. From decorating the house to baking cookies to buying presents. It can be difficult to find enough hours each day to finish everything. So by the time dinner rolls around, you're likely ready for a serious break. Well, there's a premium quality pizza that cooks to perfection in less than 15 minutes. Meaning you don't have to add another chore to your plate. Just a delicious meal. Dr. Oetker Virtuoso Pizza is a best-in-class pizza that tastes so fresh, you'll forget it was ever frozen. A perfect excuse to step back from the hectic holiday prep and relax. Virtuoso has a thin, crispy crust and is made from only the freshest ingredients, from seasoned chicken to four cheese. It's available in 9 flavors, so there's something to appease every merrymaker on your list. Take a look at the store locator at www.oetker.us to find out where Virtuoso is sold near you and have a scrumptious holiday season. This report is brought to you by Dr. Oetker Virtuoso Pizza.
The holidays are here. This year, be sure to get real cash back on all your shopping with Ibotta. Download the free Ibotta app, I-B-O-T-T-A, and get cash back on gifts, groceries, and alcohol for all your celebrations. Just unlock, shop, and get cash. Gifts for them, cash for you. Download Ibotta free today and get $10 just for trying it. $10. I-B-O-T-T-A. This holiday, you've got to Ibotta.
Hey everyone,
this is Life Tips with Geico.
Life tip one, you can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life tip two, switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico, get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
All right, a lot was made this week in conversations on News Talk radio stations about the bipartisanship in that health care bill that was passed. What has been left out of the conversation is the congressional inaction because the country is on the verge of a shutdown again. So all of the spending bill that was temporary gets passed on to another temporary bill. Can't they get their you-know-what together? Let's give him at least some plaudits for getting that health care thing. But the continuing extension to fund the government that goes on, these games that are played. Now the Democrats are holding it up because of coal or the Republicans. I don't forget which. They're trying to. The Democrats have blocked action because the Republicans have gone to Trump and asked to have some light at the end of the tunnel for coal because Trump likes coal. So can we change this to affect the coal states like Ohio? And I think that remains to be seen. Meanwhile, we're all here. I don't know why, because this becomes a sort of a common drama that's not worth much. 10 before the hour.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in a category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve, and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Music from Spartacus?
I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus! I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus!
I'm Spartacus!
This is one of the greatest scenes in epic movies ever. Kirk Douglas starring as Spartacus, and the bad guys, obviously the Romans, are after him, and they're looking for Spartacus, and they go through the crowd expecting everybody to give up Spartacus. Instead, they all claim to be Spartacus. This is a scene that's unforgettable, Chucker.
Yeah, Tony, you're right. I couldn't have said that better myself, Doug. That's one of the greatest all-time sequences in the history of film. And the reason we play it is because Kirk Douglas is 100 years old today.
God.
Wow.
And the guy had a stroke like 20 years ago, and he could barely speak, and nobody thought he was going to live. He survived and has done some movie roles even after a stroke, even though he can't speak well. He's been in some movies.
Yeah, he has. He did a movie with his son, Michael, and his other son about 10 years ago. But his body of work, besides Spartacus, Path to Glory, another film by the same director, Stanley Kubrick, The Vikings, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. And then he did a movie a lot of people like in the 80s called Tough Guys with Burt Lancaster. Remember that film?
Yeah.
Pretty good movie.
The movie, there's a, the Western Channel featured all of the Kirk Douglas cowboy movies when my son was here over Thanksgiving. And the two of us sat there like a couple of knuckleheads watching War Wagon with John Wayne, which is one of the silliest movies, but it's a typical John Wayne movie. And he and Kirk Douglas, I remember reading something. Kirk Douglas had never really worked with John Wayne before, and because there was extreme political difference between the two of them, everybody on the set wanted to watch and see how the two of them would get along. But little did they know that the two of them, Wayne and Douglas, had conspired to, they'd always wanted to do a movie together. And so they played at having disagreements, but actually they became
Lily Leonard liberal.
Yeah, and you got to say, it's a pretty impressive bloodline. I mean, Kirk Douglas had a terrific run in the 50s, 60s, and then Michael Douglas is, you know, one of the, you could argue, the biggest star of the 1980s. I'm a big fan of Michael Douglas.
Yeah,
terrific actor.
The movie like The President's fabulous movie. Very talented. Yep. Okay, that's good. So we acknowledge Kirk Douglas on his 100th birthday. Chuck Curry is here. These are movie moments, have movie news, and what's coming out this weekend at the theaters. That you can look forward to having that information in just a moment here.
You've made your list. Now head to Burlington to get all your holiday shopping done. We've got tons of decorations and, of course, gifts. Watches, gift baskets, wireless audio, slippers, sweaters, drones, toys, and more. All the hottest gifts for your family, your friends, for everyone. The name brands you love at up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Make Burlington your one-stop holiday shop and check off that wish list for less. Burlington, gifts for everyone.
Why does Exxon and Mobil's new Synergy gasoline have 7 ingredients? Is it because 7 is a lucky number? Or because there's 7 wonders of the world? Or because one time I ate 7 cheesesteaks? No, it's because 7 is the precise number of ingredients engineered by a team of really, really smart scientists that helps you get better gas mileage. Mystery solved. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
Fuel economy claims are compared with gasoline meeting minimum government standards. Results will vary. Visit Exxon.com or Mobil.com for details.
All right, I'm going to turn it over to Chuck, who has a list of the things that are coming out. Last weekend was a lousy weekend for new movies. Do we have that situation, or do we have good ones coming out?
A little bit of an uptrend here. The comedy Office Christmas Party with Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman, and Kate McKinnon opens nationwide, expected to open at around a $20 million weekend. You know, the funny thing about Christmas films, or the interesting thing, is good, bad, or indifferent, they're going to play forever on television come Christmas season.
What is the name of that movie again? What's it called?
Office Christmas Party.
Oh, yeah. All right, so there's another one that looks like a Black Christmas, Almost Christmas with Danny Glover. When does that come out?
That came out 3 weeks ago.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it's done okay at the box office. Okay, also opening this weekend, Nocturnal Animals, a thriller with Amy Adams, whose movie's getting terrific reviews.
What's it called?
Nocturnal Animals.
What's that?
It's described as an adult thriller with a lot of twists and turns. And also Miss Sloan with Jessica Chastain. I'm a big fan of hers. I think it's about the tobacco industry. I'm not that familiar with the film, but that's also a movie getting good reviews. Other movie news of interest, Marvel Entertainment released a trailer to their Spider-Man reboot titled Spider-Man Homecoming. This is a great trailer, and I know we keep saying when the superhero genre will die out. I don't think it's going to die out anytime soon. Robert Downey Jr. plays Iron Man in the film, a young actor, Tom Holland, who appeared in Captain America Civil War, Spider-Man, and Michael Keaton's the villain. Great trailer. Yeah, great trailer.
I love that. There you go. Hi, Chucker. Great job as usual. Thank you. Chuck Curry here with us at 59 past the hour.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.